This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning. It is 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. John Whitmer is live in studio with us this morning.
Good morning.
And we'll take a look at our weather forecast, of course, coming up. And Erica Kirk speaks out.
I'm Rodney Price. There's an update on Sedgwick County's finances. Hear what one commissioner had to say. Coming up.
Currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the northeast. Clear skies. We await the sunrise. It is 41 degrees here on this Thursday morning. Sedgwick County's fiscal condition remains sound. That's according to a quarterly report.
During the first three quarters of 2025, the county is nearly $1.07 million in the black. Investment earnings have been helpful for the county, lowering dependence on property taxes to fund government functions. When it comes to using those property tax dollars, Commissioner Jim Howell says the county is very efficient.
I'm convinced that Sedgwick County is very well run. We are not wasting lots of money anywhere. We're very efficient. I credit our manager and really great staff for a very well-run organization.
Several factors out of the county's control include the federal government shutdown, global geopolitical risk, inflation and interest rates, and decisions by the Kansas legislature. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Erica Kirk speaks out in her first TV interview since her husband's assassination. Fox's Kirsten Goodwin has more.
Erica Kirk reflecting on videos of Charlie Kirk's assassination.
I never saw the video. I never will see it. I never want to see it.
Explaining on Fox's Jesse Waters primetime, Charlie never lived in fear.
I used to say, you know, Charlie, have you ever thought about wearing a vest? He would nod to that and be like, you know, I've looked into it. But he'd always say, if they're going to get me, they're going to get me.
She also addressed questions about publicly forgiving the man accused of killing her husband.
A lot of people in this world think that forgiveness is a weakness, or that when you forgive, you forget. And it's the exact opposite. It's a form of freedom.
But stresses there's never a justifiable moment for violence, especially political violence. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
A police standoff in Rose Hill ended nearly 6 hours after it began.
Officers responded to a domestic violence call in the 1600 block of North Main just after 6 o'clock Wednesday morning. One person was found safe, but they believe the suspect, who refused to answer the door, was armed. With assistance from the Butler County Tactical Response Team, the suspect was arrested around 12:30. Formal charges are pending. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
High winds fueled grass fires in Harvey County near Halstead. Multiple crews responded to the area near North River Park Road after 11:30 Wednesday morning. Officials said the fire began as a controlled burn, but it fueled high winds. Around 15 acres were burned before it was contained.
A state program designed to keep offenders out of prison and enhance public safety has been in limbo for the past month. The community corrections program faced proposed funding changes, would have provided major boosts to some counties while cutting funding for others, including Sedgwick County, which does bear a lot of that burden. Those proposed boosts and cuts for the community corrections program have now been paused. Counties across Kansas rely on the community corrections program. It primarily supervises people on parole, making sure they show up in court, attend treatment, and take drug tests. If they miss those requirements, offenders can end up in prison. Program keeps people working and paying bills while staying out of prison, which saves the state money. KDOC estimates it costs about $40,000 a year to incarcerate one person.
More arrests were made in connection to a Michigan terrorist plot.
Two men were arrested in New Jersey and one in Michigan this week, according to officials, bringing the total number of people arrested in the alleged ISIS-inspired Halloween attack to 5. In Michigan, a 19-year-old, the brother of one of the men previously charged, was arrested Wednesday, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Eastern District of Michigan. His arrest follows his brother's arrest and another man from Dearborn last Friday. All three were charged in an amended complaint with conspiring to provide material support to the radical Islamic terror group and with having firearms that would be used to commit an act of terrorism on behalf of ISIS.
And that's Fox's Chanley Painter with that report. Google Maps might be helping you with your next trip. in the conversation, maybe. And that some of that currency in Florida might not be on the up and up. And, of course, our full weather forecast is on the way. We'll be checking in with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn and find out what our weather is here on this Thursday. We are off and running here on a Thursday morning. We're glad you're with us here at 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. ...608 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Well, you may soon be able to have a conversation with Google Maps to get you to your destination, all thanks to AI.
Google is planning to use its own Gemini AI technology to make Google Maps more of a passenger than just a device as you drive to your destination. In a blog post, it's been promised that you'll need to just ask to have the app take you through every turn, even using landmarks to make sure you don't get lost. Google says it has about 250 million places already stored in its Maps database to pull information from. The plan is to roll out the new technology on iPhones and Android devices and perhaps add to the around 2 billion people who already use Google Maps. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Cops are warning that more prop money is circulating in Florida, including bills with a smirking Andrew Jackson.
The Monroe County Sheriff's Office posting a photo of a crisp $100 bill. It looks real, but a closer look reveals markers reading, "For motion picture purposes and not legal tender." Key West police say fake $20 bills with an uncharacteristically smiling Andrew Jackson are also popping up in stores, restaurants, and bars. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Ted, I got a 20 for you for that bet we had the other day, by the way. Ignore the smile.
Exactly. And and why is it colored orange like Monopoly money? All right, it's 6:10 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And, of course, here on your Thursday morning commute, we'll keep you updated all morning long with your traffic and weather updates. And Jad Chambers will help you out with the traffic.
That's right. Right now, the traffic volume is still pretty light out there. The traffic conditions... a little chilly this morning, but the traffic conditions are very good. So things are looking okay out there. We do have a stalled out vehicle, and it's in an area that's been slowing down quite a bit lately. This is eastbound K96 right around Hillside. So watch for the slowdown there. But for right now, traffic volumes are light enough that everything on the highways is looking good. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
And let's take a look at our weather forecast here on a Thursday from Storm Team 12, meteorologist Jake Dunn.
A sunny start to the day, then a few afternoon clouds, south breeze 10 to 20, and a high of 70. A few clouds tonight and 45, mostly sunny and continued warm on Friday, high 69. Big changes arrived this weekend, mostly sunny, breezy, lower 60s on Saturday, breezy with highs in the lower 40s on Sunday. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
And currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the northeast. Clear skies. We await the sunrise. It is 41 degrees here on this Thursday morning at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Hey, weather is brought to you by the Monarch. The patio is ready and waiting for you whiskey lovers at the Monarch. And man, when you're getting a high temperature in 70 degrees, well, man, that's fantastic. The weather's perfect. For a taste of all your favorites, bring your friends to the Monarch, right there at West Douglas in historic Delano. What a great place to hang out, the Monarch, featuring a high of 70 degrees today. And I think late last night, just about 6 hours ago, we marked the midpoint of autumn.
Ooh.
So we're past the midpoint of autumn, heading towards the winter solstice in December. But hey, it's 70 degrees today, so enjoy.
Are you a whiskey drinker?
Not particularly.
We've got
I'm not averse to it, but
we got a little whiskey shindig that we're planning next Thursday evening. Whiskey and cigars at the Candle Club for the Sedgwick County Republican
Party. Candle Club.
Yep.
Fantastic venue.
Little fundraiser, whiskey and cigars. So when you mentioned whiskey, I thought to myself, I'm not a whiskey fan necessarily, but I love cigars. So looking forward to that little shindig. But
well, we're talking about eating out on the patio there at the Monarch. Ted's
that
less of a whiskey guy, and he's a little bit more of that potato salad thing
Mac.
That they have.
That's Mac.
Have you not tried it?
I've had it. Mac's the one that's in love with it.
Wow. I am, too. It's fantastic.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah.
Monarch?
It's really, really good.
Potato salad at the Monarch.
It's less of a potato salad, more of like a casserole-ish sort of thing because it's hot, real cheesy.
Ooh, sounds
very
good.
Tasty.
May have to try that.
I thought you were in the alcohol vein. I thought you were going to start talking about gin and nice gin and tonic.
It was reminding me of the pumpkin beer that you talked about the other day when I was on.
I never tried the pumpkin beer though.
No, but you were talking about it.
Well, we were talking about it, but I never tried it.
It's that time of year.
Yes, it is. Hey, Sesame Street is launching its 56th season coming up, and they've already done that, of course, with NASCAR champion Bubba Wallace as a guest in a new format on Netflix. It's an 11-minute main story. It's two more minutes than last year. New segments, along with returning favorites. Executive producer Sal Perez says the show continues to modernize and engage kids. That new season starts in 4 days, by the way. It's coming up a few days away. First episode includes races with Elmo, Abby, and Zoe.
Featuring
Bubba Wallace's commentary.
Two.
The Netflix deal expands the show's reach to 30 languages while keeping it on PBS. There are new segments like Tales from 1-2-3, which will also be introduced, offering a peek inside the character's apartment building. That's what's new on Sesame Street. It's 56th season. It's basically my age minus two. Yeah. So first came on the air when I was 2 years old.
Hey.
So I was there right from the ground zero on Sesame Street.
I grew up watching Sesame Street.
Sure did too.
Did you, Chad, did you grow up watching Sesame Street?
I think I used to watch it, but
I mean, that's,
it was a long time ago.
It wasn't that long ago.
You got the catchy theme song too.
Yeah. Oh, love Sesame Street.
John, tell people about the contest we have going.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Odyssey is taking care of the food and fun this Thanksgiving. You can win a full holiday feast and Wichita Thunder tickets for the whole family, smoked turkey, ham, and all the sides from Hogwild Pit Barbecue. It's $200 in value, 10 tickets to Wichita Thunder's Star Wars night in November. It's Saturday the 29th. Enter by texting the word thanks to 20357, and of course, data rates may apply. So text and data rates may apply. But fantastic. Don't forget, thanks to the number 20357. 10 tickets to Wichita Thunder Star Wars nights coming up on November 29th.
So, what a great prize. Yeah
it's great.
Get yourself entered for that. Get the whole feast paid for,
feast.
And then you take the whole family out to the Thunder game on Saturday
That's
night.
A heck of a deal
on Thanksgiving
there.
Weekend.
And on Star Wars night of all nights.
Oh,
cool.
Yeah. May the force be with you.
Yeah.
And you get to be stuffed on turkey.
Exactly.
Get a little tryptophan night at the Thunder game.
We're all set, so be sure to get yourself entered for that. As that, you can enter all the way through the 21st. So another couple weeks for that. It is 6:16 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And let's go ahead and take a look at sports, see what's going on there. There's a lot going on, including we do have Monday Night Football tonight. No, we don't. It's because it's Thursday. It's Thursday Night Football.
And who's playing?
Well, it's of note to Kansas City Chiefs fans because it's an AFC West matchup.
I'm wearing my pride.
The first place Denver Broncos.
Ugh.
You've got the gear on. Taking on the last place Las Vegas Raiders. The Broncos, red hot, have won 6 in a row. They are the number 3 team right now in the National Football League.
Yes, only 3 teams with only 2 losses.
Broncos have not lost at home this season.
Oh.
Broncos are a 9.5-point favorite tonight. Broncos Raiders. You can listen to that game live beginning at 6:30 this evening. That's over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Hey, we were just talking about Thunder Hockey, and we have back-to-back games downtown for Thunder Hockey, hosting the Utah Grizzlies tonight and tomorrow night. And tonight's game is at 7:05 tonight downtown at Intrust Bank Arena for Thunder Hockey. College women's tennis. The Wichita State doubles tandem of Shintong Wang and Georgia Roselli are competing in the ITA Conference Masters Tournament in San Diego. Every conference gets one team, and the Shockers are representing the American Conference. This doubles duo is ranked number 31 in the nation, and they take on a team from Colorado late this afternoon. Good luck to those Shocker ladies at the big ITA Conference Masters Women's Tennis Tournament. We have women's basketball tonight at Coke Arena, game number 2 of the season. The Shocker women off to a 1-0 start, hosting Northwestern State. That will tip off at 6 o'clock this evening in Coke Arena. Women's basketball last night, season opener for Kansas. The Jayhawks beat Kansas City 74-64 in Allen Fieldhouse. Brittany Harshaw, the junior out of Andover Central, got an offensive rebound and also had an assist. KU women start out 1-0. Women's soccer, the Big 12 tournament semifinals in Fort Worth yesterday, and 25th-ranked Kansas beat 12th-ranked Colorado 2-1. Kansas women advanced to the championship game to take on BYU Saturday night in Waco for the Big 12 Conference Tournament Championship. College men's soccer, we have one of the nation's elite teams here in town tonight as Newman is hosting the 4th-ranked team in the nation, Fort Hays State. Newman has only lost one home game this season in men's soccer. Fort Hays State comes in undefeated with a record of 14-0-3 on the season, one of the top 4 teams in the nation. Hey, that should be a good soccer game. 7 o'clock tonight on the west side at Newman. Go back to women's basketball. Friends University winning at home court last night. A big win, beating the 12th-ranked team in the nation. The Friends ladies beat Hastings 104-102 in double overtime. The Friends women are off to a 3-0 start on the season. And for Friends women's soccer, this is quite the time, too. A home win last night in the quarterfinals of the KCAC tournament. Friends on the west side beat Southwestern 3-1. Friends women's soccer team into the semifinals of the conference tournament, now with an 8-game winning streak. And we got a big birthday today, big Wichita sports birthday. Shocker basketball legend Aubrey Sherrod is 63 years old today. The left-handed shooting guard, MVP of the 1981 McDonald's All-American game. Aubrey was the youngest of 5 brothers. In his senior year at Heights High School, 27.5 points and 7.5 rebounds a game. He was ranked among the top 2 guards in the nation. Who was the other guy that was in that conversation? A guy named Michael Jordan. That's how highly Aubrey was regarded coming out of high school. During his high school career, he scored more than 1,700 points, second all-time in Wichita at the time, behind Greg Dreiling of Cape and Mount Carmel. And then, of course, Aubrey went to college at Wichita State, ended with the Shockers, 6th all-time in scoring for the Shockers, number 5 in assists, and the all-time leader in steals. Well, that's pretty good. After his college career, 1985 NBA draft, he was taken in the 2nd round by the Chicago Bulls. He joined the team for the preseason, but got cut. Last player cut before the start of the season. As we mentioned, the Bulls already had a young shooting guard named Michael Jordan that they had taken in the previous year. The new 3-point line was put in for conference games only late in Aubrey's college career. Just think how many points Aubrey could have scored if he'd have had the 3-point line his entire career. A Shocker legend, Aubrey Sherrod. It's his birthday. He is 63 years old today. That's Sports with Steve and Ted. Sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, featuring Yumpkin Pumpkin Ale. WBC's most popular seasonal beer. It's made with actual pumpkin, and it's served with a spiced rim. Yumpkin Pumpkin, it's now available at Wichita Brewing Company. It's pizza and beer made here. It is 6:22 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And we'll be taking a look at a traffic and weather update. And 10% of Americans over the age of 65 are what? Well, we'll find out. Coming up on A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta. That's next on KNSS.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning. We're coming up on 6:31 here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Here on this Thursday morning, November 6th. Currently in Wichita, we have a clear sky, sunrise just underway. It is 41 degrees. A teenage boy has died just days after a crash following a police chase in East Wichita. 16-year-old Drayshawn Hardaway died early this week following an accident on Halloween. Police say that he was the driver of a vehicle that was being pursued by police when it crashed into another car. Investigators say there were five people in the car. Four tried to run away following the crash, and police continue to search for another person in this case, a 14-year-old boy who escaped.
Flight cuts are coming to several major airports this week as the government shutdown continues. Fox's Kristen Goodwin has more.
The FAA says starting Friday, it will reduce air traffic by 10% across 40 high-volume airports to reduce pressure on air traffic controllers who are working without pay.
And our heart, you know, goes out to those who will have flights disrupted. But again, they want to make sure that the FAA team and their DOT team, when they fly, they are going to make it to their destination safely because we've done our work.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy.
But this is going to go beyond commercial airspace. It's going to include restrictions on space launches.
FAA Administrator Brian Bedford says officials are working with airlines and stressing flying continues to be absolutely safe. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Wichita Public Schools are implementing a new student safety upgrade, many of them. It's a $10.5 million project. It's all part of a bigger $20 million investment on student safety. Safety Director Terry Moses says it's in response to a community survey.
When they feel strongly enough about something to make it a major priority within the community and the district, that's why we have to move forward and make sure that safety continues to be a priority.
Those upgrades include screening anyone who wants to enter a building, and for teachers to have the ability to secure their classrooms from the inside.
The city of Hutchinson announced a measure to provide relief for some residents during the federal government shutdown. The city specifically announced that it won't turn off water services during the shutdown. Hutchinson's announcement followed similar action in Emporia, suspending utility shutoffs while SNAP benefits go unfunded. The city of Hutchinson said anyone running into financial problems should reach out to the utility building office to discuss payment arrangements and any assistance options.
Voters in Halstead voted this week blocking a plan for a new battery energy storage system within city limits. Those votes prohibiting the system taking a two-thirds majority in the election this week. Before that vote, some residents said they were concerned about what could happen if the storage system caught fire. The proposed project for Halstead's Industrial Park was said to have enough capacity to power 200,000 homes for up to 4 hours, but that has been voted down in Halstead.
A state of emergency has been declared in the Philippines as it attempts to recover from this week's massive typhoon.
More than 100 are dead and a similar number are still missing following Typhoon Kalmegi. Philippines President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. has declared a state of national calamity. He says the designation will allow the government to distribute emergency funds faster and prevent food hoarding and overpricing. More than 500,000 people have been forced from their homes. Meanwhile, disaster response officials are warning another nearby tropical cyclone could strengthen into a super typhoon next week. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
New Orleans is honored with a very special designation.
Recognition for the birthplace of jazz. New Orleans honored by the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, which chose it as the only U.S. city this year to be designated a UNESCO Creative City of Music, placing creativity and cultural industries at the heart of its development plan at the local level and cooperating actively at the international level. It joined cities like Nashville, Memphis, New York, Austin, and five others in the U.S., as well as a network of hundreds more worldwide, getting a shout out for its significant musical legacy and its role in developing genres like jazz, blues, and bounce. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
A Florida sheriff is ready to welcome New Yorkers who want to relocate there following the election of Zoran Mondami.
Volusia Sheriff Mike Chitwood inviting New York City residents and cops. Many New Yorkers have suggested that they will relocate now that Mamdani has been elected mayor. Chitwood telling NYPD officers there are jobs waiting for them in his department and promising residents they'll find a safe community with a better quality of life on Florida's East Coast. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
6:36 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Let's take a look at our weather forecast. Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
A sunny start to the day, then a few afternoon clouds, south breeze 10 to 20, and a high of 70. A few clouds tonight and 45, mostly sunny and continued warm on Friday, high 69. Big changes arrived this weekend, mostly sunny, breezy, lower 60s on Saturday, breezy with highs in the lower 40s on Sunday. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Currently in Wichita, sunrise is underway. We have clear sky, breeze out of the northeast. It is 41 degrees here at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We're coming up on 6:37 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And, Steve McIntosh always encounters wildlife because he comes in at an earlier hour.
He does come in earlier.
I think he sees more wildlife simply because it's really the middle of the night.
Oh, yeah. He comes in
and
early.
And yesterday, I was driving in our driveway out there, and Bambi, a large female deer, just comes running right across in front of my car, heading from the big parking lot into the pasture there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've seen him.
Whoa!
I've seen him out there, too.
Yeah.
Right outside the office there.
I'm just not used to that sometimes. So I that was my encounter with wildlife. Of course, the other day, Steve encountered a skunk on his way in. Yeah. So yeah, it's wild kingdom over
it's
here,
dangerous.
Man. At the Odyssey complex.
It's dangerous out there.
Yeah,
my encounter was actually really interesting because I actually drove down to Sumner County yesterday, and along K-42, driving down towards Sumner County, I encountered an area where there were just flattened carcass after flattened carcass after flattened carcass of some kind of large, rodent, whether it was a raccoon or I'm not exactly sure what they all were, but they were everywhere. Every 2 or 3 seconds, you'd go by another one. There was a stretch of a few miles where there was dozens of them.
It's a lovely image. Thank you.
Yeah. So that was my encounter with Wild Kingdom.
My wife and I, oftentimes at this time of year, we head out to Albuquerque to visit the grandkids, and if you head out that route, it's usually armadillos that you're seeing in that similar state of disrepair, shall we say, on that Texas panhandle.
Let's move on to some fantastic information, because here he is. It's the Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Ted and John. I don't know if I can top that discussion.
Well, don't even try.
Yeah.
Just
ignore
it. Just do your report and you'll completely elevate this show. Go ahead.
Okie doke. Well, Wednesday was another crazy trading session for the live cattle and the feeder cattle futures. They opened higher and quickly turned negative and spent the majority of the session locked the limit down and closed limit down. The daily limits will be expanded today. Now, there was once again a true lack of negative news for the cattle. There was more long liquidation by the managed money accounts yesterday. Overall, fundamentals have not changed. Nothing like the futures market has. Lean hogs closed mostly lower yesterday. On the close, December live cattle $7.25 lower at $220.52. January feeders down $9.25 at $319.97. And December lean hogs up 67 cents at $80.60. Now, after early mixed trading, the wheat, corn, and soybeans closed positive Wednesday. The wheat and the soybeans made new highs for the week. The corn was near its high. Managed money buying and short covering is still supporting the upside. The weekly ethanol production was record large at 330 million gallons. At the moment, we have downside. December Kansas City wheat down 8.25 cents at 5.31¾. December corn down 2 pennies at 4.33¼. January soybeans 10¾ lower at 11.23½. December crude oil is 49 cents higher at $60.09. December gold $25 higher at $4,018. December S&P 11 points higher at 6,836. December dollar index 26 cents lower at $99.79. And December Dow Jones futures 20 points higher at 47,456. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866 go to Tom.
All right, you mentioned that big-time ethanol production. What does that mean for Kansas?
Well, it's good for all across the nation, corn production-wise, because it means we're using a lot of corn. just to produce that 330 million gallons of ethanol, it took 112 million bushels of corn to do that. Now, we're also seeing, being Milo is so cheap right now, some ethanol plants are using Milo, which Milo's got 80 to 90% of the same value as corn does.
And who is the biggest user of ethanol?
I would say probably the biggest user, and I'm not 100% sure about this, it goes into the mixture of our gasoline.
Okay. All right. Well, it's good stuff. We appreciate everything going all right with you over there in Butler County.
Yep, we're getting ready for this cold weekend.
Yeah, enjoy these 70-degree days while they're here because, yeah, it's going to be a winter is a-coming.
Exactly. We're getting everything done outside so that way we don't have to go out and work in the weekend cold weather.
Yep, good plan. Hey, Tom, thanks for joining us, and we'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
Thank you.
That is the Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities every weekday morning at this time right here on KNSS. Is a heat pump right for you? Well, we'll find out because we'll have the answer from the money tracker, Don Grant, who will be joining us in a few minutes. KNSS News Time is 6:42. With Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Now it's time for three big things.
Three.
High winds fuel a grass fire in Harvey County near Halstead.
Two.
Flight cuts are coming to several major airports this week. The federal government shutdown now into day 37.
One.
More arrests have now been made in connection to a Michigan Halloween terrorist plot. Three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Those traffic volumes getting heavier out there now. You are starting to see some slowdowns, especially right in those areas where we've got some road construction. Some slowdowns right now, K-15 northbound, starting about 31st Street South. So watch out down there in that Spirit Aero Systems area. We've got some heavy traffic on K-15 through there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Chad Chambers.
And our weather forecast here on this Thursday morning. High today of 70 degrees under a mostly sunny sky. Overnight low tonight down to 45, mostly clear and cool. And then tomorrow, pretty much the same. Continued warm, mostly sunny on Friday with a high 69. Currently in Wichita, sunrise is underway. We have a breeze out of the northeast. It is 41 degrees on our way to a high of 70. At Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Man, high of 70 degrees. That means the patio is ready and waiting for you whiskey lovers at the Monarch. With perfect weather for a taste of all your favorites. Bring your friends to the Monarch. Right there at West Douglas in historic Delano. What a great place to hang out. The Monarch. It's 6:48 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And let's remind everybody how the stock market fared yesterday.
The major averages rebounding from Tuesday's tech tumble on artificial intelligence valuation concerns. Upbeat jobs data and a Supreme Court tariff hearing also boosting investor sentiment. The ADP employment report showed that U.S. private payrolls rebounded sharply in October, while the Institute for Supply Management reported services sector activity picked up. Most all of the 11 S&P 500 sectors were higher, with tech leading the charge. The Dow winners, Amgen, Caterpillar, and McDonald's. The Dow decliners, Home Depot, Sherwin-Williams, and Microsoft. The Dow rising 226 points, the Nasdaq higher by 151, S&P 500 up 25. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Is a heat pump right for you? Well, let's find out from a guy that knows all about heat and solar panels and things like that. He'll get us straightened out here. It's the money tracker, Don Grant, CFP. Good morning, Don.
Well, good morning, Ted and Jed. Well, first of all, you're wondering what is a money tracker, money guy talking about heat pumps for? It's all about the bottom line, baby. It's all about money. We'll bring it back around. So, well, if you need to upgrade or replace your heating and cooling system, you've probably heard a lot about heat pumps. They're one of the most efficient ways to heat and cool a home, especially in places like Kansas, where we get both hot summers and cold, but not extreme winters. Unlike a gas furnace that burns fuel to create heat, the heat pump works like an air conditioner in reverse. In summer, it pulls heat out of your house and dumps it outside, thus reversing and putting the cool air inside. In winter, it pulls heat from the outdoor air and brings it in, and then dumps the cold air out. That's right. Even cold air has heat energy in it. Now, because it's just moving heat, not making it, a heat pump can deliver up to 3 times more heating energy than the electricity it uses. Now, that efficiency translates into lower utility bills and a smaller carbon footprint. And an electric heat strip or backup heater, if you have that on there as well, you'll stay warm even when temperatures drop below freezing when heat pumps aren't as efficient. But that's not that common here in Kansas. A heat pump works best in mild to moderately cold winter, typically above 30 degrees. Below that point, the system may need to rely more on its backup heat source, which uses more electricity and costs more to run. Modern cold climate heat pumps can operate efficiently even into the teens, but performance depends upon the model and the insulation in your home. Compared to traditional gas or propane furnaces, heat pumps are quieter, safer, there's no combustion or carbon monoxide, and offer both heating and cooling in a single system. The trade-off: in extremely cold climates, a high-efficiency furnace may still be the better fit. In short, if you live in a place where winters are cold but not brutal, a heat pump with electric heat strip backup can be the most efficient way to heat and cool your home. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Saber Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
Have you taken a part-time job with Allstate's Home Improvement? What's going on here?
He's got a commission on every sale.
You got to make ends meet, you know.
I got
my little side gig. It's like Uber, you know. Only I just get a call when somebody needs something installed, and if I've got a few minutes, I'll go over and install a system for them, you know.
All right.
No, that's not.
I know that. Yeah, that is a. How about actress Sally Field? It's her birthday. She is 79 today.
Wow.
Did you ever encounter Sally Field out in Hollywood?
I certainly did. Actually, I worked on a film with her. I had a very small role. I played Julie Kavner's husband, and it was kind of a weird matching. It was Sally Field was having a... she was falling in love with, what's his name? Who lived in Malibu on another series in a trailer.
Jim Garner?
Jim Garner. Yeah. James Garner. And anyway, I remember that Sally Field's husband was the producer of the film. And I was just showing up to... talk to Julia a second about what was going on with our kids, right? Well, when I came to the door, Sally pulled me aside and she said, "Listen, when you walk in that door, you just start talking. Just when you, because it was at a party, right? And I was trying to find Julia in the place. And even though I was only supposed to really greet her and then speak to Julie, she had me just talk, and she says, "And whatever you do, remember what the heck you say." So we did two takes, and I got more lines. I made more money, and we had to shoot it from another angle. And the script supervisor didn't jump down my throat, because normally they're saying, "No, you're going to say this," you know.
Right.
And the director was fine with it. And anyway, there was a little tip that Sally was trying to help me make a little more cash, you know, so that I can afford my new heat pump.
Very nice. That Murphy's Romance was that movie, by the way. Yeah.
Was that it? Okay. Yeah. Okay. So I still occasionally get about a 5-cent check from them, you know, whenever it plays. By the time taxes get out of it and all that stuff and fees come out of it, I get a check that's worth less than
driving and, yeah, to get it cashed.
No, worse, the less than the postage stuff.
Right.
That it takes them to mail it to me. But anyway, so that's my Sally Field. What a wonderful woman. I mean, to care about somebody who is insignificant on the film was pretty amazing, I thought.
Well, it's pretty nice. It's nice. It's her birthday today. She's 79.
Well, I'll give her a call. I'll give her a call. Yeah.
All right. Hey, Don, thanks for giving us your time today, and we'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
All right. We'll talk to you then.
There he is, the money tracker, Don Grant, CFP, every weekday morning at this time right here with Steve and Ted on KNSS. 6:55 with Steve and Ted. We have a big 7 o'clock hour on the way with all the business, sports, news, weather, and traffic you need. And, of course, we'll get our full live forecast from Storm Team 12 Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen as well in just a few minutes. KNSS News Time is 6:56.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.
You know those brutal summer nights?